Chapter 5. There was an hour till dinner, and Nori couldn't wait to move. She tapped Elliot on the shoulder.
Want to explore?
Of course.
They told Ms. Starr they'd be at the cafeteria for dinner and stepped outside into a bright, autumn-scented afternoon. In Dragonhaven, there were no paved roads. The fallen leaves crunched beneath their feet.
I wonder when we'll see dragons, said Elliot. I'm kind of scared, to tell you the truth.
Why?
Teeth, fangs, claws, teeth, fire breath, enormous jaws. Oh, and also teeth, said Elliot. Isn't it obvious?
I'm not scared, said Nori. I'm kind of thrilled.
They started on a trail through the woods. The trees stretched taller, and the shadows loomed darker.
Thud.
Hiss.
What was that? Elliot asked.
I don't know, said Nori.
Do you think it was a dragon?
No.
But this is Dragonhaven.
Yeah, but they won't be loose in the forest, Elliot. Mo said the paths were safe for students to walk on.
Then, do you think it's a fox?
Foxes don't hiss.
A snake?
Maybe.
Should I be ready to freeze it?
Nori nodded.
Be ready to freeze it.
Hiss.
The sound came again.
Hiss.
And then...
Meow. Row. Meow.
Nori and Elliot stepped into a clearing. There were 7 kittens, hissing and meowing at each other, plus 2 yarn balls and a nice little kitten ball court with wooden railings around a green field and a tower with a basket in the center. They had stumbled onto a kitten ball game. Kitten ball was a sport Nori played at Dunwiddle. It was for fluxers, and when they played it, they fluxed into kittens. The goal was to work together to pass and climb your yarn ball up the tower and drop it in the basket. But meanwhile, the opposing team tries to stop you from scoring by unspooling your yarn. Nori loved kitten ball, but she knew the kittens here had to be the strangers from the other school. As she and Elliot approached, the kittens stopped meowing and tail whacking. They turned up their cute little faces to look at the new arrivals.
Cool,
said Elliot, squatting down on his heels to talk to them.
Are you playing kitten ball?
He laughed awkwardly. Of course you're playing kitten ball.
I love kitten ball. I'm Elliot, and this is Nori.
I'm not a fluxer.
But Nori is. Can she play with you? It looks like you need an extra kitten. What's the score? Who's on the blue team? Did I say I'm Elliot? Have you seen any dragons yet? Do you know if there are any dragons in the woods? Like, running loose? Oh, sorry. I guess I'm interrupting your scrimmage. Sorry.
The kittens didn't answer. Because they were kittens. They couldn't talk until they switched back to human form. Nori felt embarrassed that Elliot was babbling. But she did kind of want to play. She had been working with a fluxing tutor and taking kitten ball classes since the start of the school year. She was able to hold the shape of an ordinary black kitten for 15 or 20 minutes before things started to get unusual. And her tail whacking was getting pretty strong. One of the kittens, a calico, popped back into human form. She straightened up, pushed her sweaty bangs off her forehead, and grinned.
I'm Mitali, she said.
She had bright eyes, a big smile, light brown skin, and dark brown hair cut in a swingy bob. She was wearing green sweats and a big white t-shirt. Nori could tell from her ragged cuticles that she bit her fingernails.
Hi, Nori said. I'm Nori, which you already know because Elliot told you.
Want to join? Mitali asked.
We really could use an 8th.
Nori liked the girl immediately, but she still felt awkward. Was Mitali the fluxer who could do elephant? It seemed likely. Calico was the hardest of all kitten colors to master, so she was obviously a strong fluxer.
I can referee, Elliot volunteered. Mitali swept her hand toward her friends. There were three black kittens, a butterscotch, a fluffy white, and a gray tabby.
That's Fuchsia, Suki, Theresa May, Anemone, Yarrow, and Fred. Black cats with the white yarn ball and pattern cats with the blue. You in for the black cat team?
Nori hesitated. She was pretty sure she could hold her kitten shape, but she felt strange with these new kids. Should she say right away that her magic was upside down? And Elliot's? Or was there no need to talk about it unless it came up?
Come on, we won't bite, Mitali said. Except for Fuchsia.
She shot Fuchsia a teasing look.
The black kittens really do need a fourth.
With a shiver and jolt, Nori fluxed before she could change her mind. Mitali fluxed back into a calico, and the game was on. Kitten Nori pounced and caught the blue yarn between her paws. The white fluffy one, Kitten Fuchsia, bounded after her and tried to wrestle the ball away. Kitten Mitali snagged the loose end of the white yarn and pulled, unraveling almost the whole thing.
No!
Kitten Nori bit down on the snippet of white yarn. Kitten Mitali yanked it free and was about to tail whack it so it unrolled toward Kitten Fuchsia, but Kitten Nori pounced onto what was left of the white yarn ball and rolled over and over, wrapping the yarn around her furry belly. It was a move called a yaggle, and Nori's coach had taught it to her just the previous week. Kitten Mitali was not happy about the yaggle. She mewed in frustration, and a short burst of fire came out of her kitten mouth.
What? A kitten who breathed fire?
Pop! Girl Nori found herself sitting on her bottom in the field. She was so astonished, she'd fluxed back into human form.
She had never seen a kitten breathe fire.
She herself breathed fire when she mixed up kitten and dragon to become a dritten. But then she had wings and fangs and claws.
The fire and the fangs and the wings came from the dragon.
What Mitali had done was just a regular kitten with fire breath.
Did that mean Mitali's magic was upside down?
Mitali fluxed back. So did Fuchsia, who revealed herself to be tall and redheaded, with super pale skin and a hawk-like face.
Mitali, she scolded. No flaring. We all agreed.
It's not against the kitten ball rules, Mitali argued.
That's because kitten ball is for fluxers, snapped Fuchsia. They didn't think to put it in the rules. You practically singed my fur off. There's not even a fire extinguisher out here.
She rolled her eyes and stalked off. Three of the other kittens immediately jumped the railing that surrounded the kitten ball court and followed Fuchsia down the path. The other two kittens looked hesitant, as if they weren't sure what to do. Then they sat down and washed their paws with their tongues, pretending not to notice any awkwardness.
You can tell us, said Nori. Are you upside down?
I'm sorry, Mitali said, blushing. Fuchsia's right. I'm very competitive and I flare when the going gets tough.
She looked straight at Nori. You're a good kitten baller.
Thanks, said Nori. But how did you do that fire?
Mitali smiled.
I'm not upside down. I'm a double talent, flare plus fluxer.
Oh, Nori said, feeling her heart drop. That's cool.
You do a really cute kitten, Mitali said generously. I liked how you did your whiskers.
You should show her, said Elliot.
Show me what? Asked Mitali.
Nori should show you her fire breathing.
Are you a double talent too?
Mitali looked excited.
I have upside down magic, Nori said quickly. We all do. All of us who are here for my school. I'm an upside-down fluxer.
Oh, Mitali looked over at the two kittens, who were now chasing their tails and pretending not to listen.
I never met anyone with upside-down magic before. Is it hard?
Sometimes, said Nori.
Sometimes it's just super awkward,
said Elliot. And it's harder for some people than for others, depending on their magic and how it works, and their family's attitudes, and whether other kids give them a hard time. He trailed off. Other times, it's awesome, said Nori. Or surprising. Or magical, I guess. Mitali nodded. Nori realized this was exactly what she'd been worried about. Kids looking at her and asking about her upside-down magic. But Mitali's face was so sweet that Nori relaxed.
Can I see? Said Mitali. The upside-down fluxing and the fire-breathing?
Show her, said Elliot. So, Nori fluxed. First, back into a kitten. And then, pop, pop, pop. Her wings sprouted. Her teeth felt large in her mouth, and her claws became scaly and long. She flapped her wings and swooped around, zipping across the clearing. She dive-bombed the two remaining kittens who were staring up at her. Then she perched on a low branch and breathed out a puff of fire.
Whoa!
Mitali's eyes were huge. Nori leapt off the branch, landing easily, the way kittens do. Then she popped back into her girl shape.
Yeah, she said proudly. Not a double talent, but I do breathe fire.
I'll say, Mitali exclaimed. What was that thing?
A dritten, half dragon, half kitten.
Nori, seriously, that is the most awesome fluxing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Mitali turned to the two kittens.
That was awesome, right?
The two kittens looked very, very nervous, but they nodded. Nori glowed. She enjoyed her upside-down magic much more now than she used to. She could manage it better, and some animal forms were quite fun. She also knew she wielded a big amount of power. But the different magic could still be really embarrassing. Coat Nori had eaten Aunt Margot's bedspread just last week.
You can still play two against two, said Elliot, reaching down into the kitten ball court to pick up the blue yarn ball and roll it back together.
There's half an hour left before dinner. Mitali turned to the remaining kittens.
Anemone, Fred, you in?
The kittens ran to the center of the court. Mitali fluxed. Nori fluxed. Elliot refereed. The game was back on.